It's considered the last pocket of Ukrainian resistance in the shattered city of Mariupol, and the scene of heavy fighting for weeks. Ukrainian forces say Russians are attacking the Azovstal steel factory, where civilians and soldiers are sheltering in underground bunkers. Some of the estimated 2,000 besieged fighters, including women, sing in the dark and wait. There's not enough food or ammunition. Even if outnumbered, they say they have no intention of surrendering.
Heavy, bloody fighting is going on. For 71 days, the defenders of the city have been fighting single-handedly with overpowering enemy forces.
A three-day ceasefire was promised by Russia to allow civilians to escape. Ukraine says the promise has been broken. Some women, children, and elderly managed to make it out earlier this week, but others remain trapped alongside Ukrainian soldiers.
I really want my family to get out, but not the way we did. It was a miracle we managed to live on the verge of life and death.
Ukraine's president is appealing for help to get the others to safety.
Today I spoke to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, and we discussed what we have already achieved and what is still necessary to do to save Mariupol and the defenders of Mariupol City. There is not a single day that I and my team wouldn't do this, and I'm grateful to everybody who helps.
The Kremlin says accusations of broken promises are propaganda.
The Ukrainian side, and especially those who are hiding in the Azovstal plant, are well known for producing an enormous number of lies and fakes every day. So we should carefully filter all the information we get from them.
Ukraine says Russia is trying to destroy the strategically important city in the south. A Ukrainian counteroffensive is unlikely before the middle of next month, when it hopes more weapons from allies will have arrived. Katya Lopez-Odoyan, Al Jazeera.
Ukrainian officials in Kramatorsk say 25 people have been wounded in Russian shelling. The eastern city is near the front line of fighting in Donetsk province. Russia has increased its bombardment of Ukrainian positions as part of its Donbass offensive. Charles Stratford is near where one of the strikes hit.
Have a look at the size of this crater. That's got to be 10 to 15 feet deep. Now, local residents are saying that the building, the destroyed building that you can see here, was an abandoned building that was still under construction. Look at the thickness of the masonry. You can see, obviously, how powerful that bomb attack was. Right, it's going to pan up and you can see the residential buildings. This is the military say is a purely residential area. There are hundreds of flats that have had their windows destroyed and as you can see, pretty much completely devastated. And this area, as Ryde pans round, sweeps round to, there's a playground here in the park. And you can see, obviously, the trees there have been completely shredded. This was an incredibly powerful explosion. Residents are saying that they heard, this was one of three explosions they heard in this area last night at around 5 a.m. It is incredible that nobody was killed in these attacks. We're hearing that at least 25 people were injured. And as I say, earlier on this morning, we were at another attack, nothing like on this scale. What we do know, though, is that Russian forces, certainly according to the Ukrainian military, Russian forces are building up, and the reinforcements have gone in north of Kramatorsk, indeed north of the neighbouring city to here, Slavyansk, around a town called Izium.
Our correspondent Hoda Abdelhamid is following developments near the Kherson region in southern Ukraine.
We're about 2 kilometres from the front line north of the Kherson region. That's an area that has been occupied by Russia. We met some people this morning who had just arrived here on the Ukrainian side, and they told us that they had to actually walk up to 20 kilometres under cover of darkness simply because the Russians wouldn't allow them to come to the Ukrainian side. They told them, if you want to go to a safe area, then you should head south to the Crimean Peninsula. Now, the defense minister in Kyiv is saying that Russia is preparing for a big push on the southern front in two directions, to the west, to the city of Nikolaev, and to the north, to the city of Kryvyi Rih. Certainly people here say there have been more shelling. There was this morning some pre-dawn. The mayor tells us that cluster bombs were found. He showed us some pictures. We cannot confirm that independently, but certainly when you walk around, again, the scene of villages completely abandoned, people left. People do worry that this push will come sooner rather than later. Those coming out of Kherson are saying, well, they're coming out as quick as possible because life there has become unbearable. They lack everything, food, medicine, water in many areas, and also the currency is about to change from the Ukrainian hryvnia to the Russian ruble. When you ask them, what about talk about imminent annexation of that region? Well, one man told us he didn't know exactly what were the plans, but certainly he thought that those were happening. But he did say that the Russians will find no one there because most of the people are trying to leave as quick as possible.